Hey, good afternoon. You're listening to Verum Sports. This is Tony Rice. And you know what? It's that time of year. We're not a million miles away from Christmas, and I don't even feel bad about saying the C word anymore. Here it is, though. This time of year, you want to reconnect with old friends and family and people that matter to you. So with that mentality in mind today, I was thinking to myself, I've not spoken to friend of the show, Rob Hardwick from the 948 Foundation for a little while. So I got in touch, and lo and behold, the wonderful, the miracle of Christmas, we're going to bring Rob Hardwick to the show. And good evening, Rob. How are you doing?
Hello there, Tony. Very well, thank you.
Hey, brilliant stuff. Just super quickly, because I know there's so much to go into. Since I've mentioned that pesky C word, how's your preparations? Are you feeling confident or still a load to do at the moment?
Oh, loads to do, but you know what they say, the garages are open on Christmas Eve, so I should be all right.
You're a man after my own heart, and I suspect, just suspect, quite a few of our listeners out there too, but there we go. It all comes together merrily in the end, doesn't it? But
it
there
will,
we go.
It will.
Anyway, Rob, goodness me, again, you are just a beacon of good here in St. Albans and beyond. Part of the awesome 948 Foundation, who since its inception, way back now in 2001, have given nearly, I'd say probably a bit more than £300,000 to worthy clubs, schools, individuals and organisations here in St. Albans and across the surrounding area. And that's all with the mission, isn't it, of improving participation and physical recreation in sport. What a wonderful mission. What a wonderful thing to be part of. Tell us about some of the worthy winners of in the last round of fund giving.
Well, it occurs to me, Tony, that since we last spoke, we've had two rounds of giving out grants to support various people. We had a meeting in June and we had a meeting in October. And I've kept quiet all over the summer, which was good of me. but here I am again. But what I can tell you is that we've given out, over those two meetings, almost £10,000. We've had 17 grants, 1-7. We've been able to help 7 or 8 individuals. We've got 4 clubs, 3 schools, and 3, well, other organisations, some of which are known to you, I think. So we'll perhaps pick up on that. We've been able to help gymnastics. Just looking down the list here, athletics, triathlon. We've chipped in to set up a junior park run in St. Albans. We've got some money for cycling and a less common sport, perhaps dressage.
Wonderful.
So, there's been quite a lot going on.
Do you know, again, I just love it because, honestly, sometimes I turn on the news and I despair for the human race. And it's just good to know that, you know, organisations like yourself are there with the will and the ability to assist people at all different levels. Because I know one of those people that you referenced, the wonderful Hiasa Vickery and her family, you know, she's just been back from Egypt. She'll be back on Verum Sport pretty soon, actually. And obviously, you know, the nature of that is, that, you know, they're travelling, bombing up and down the country, travelling all over the world. And, you know, then she's a kid. She's not a professional athlete yet. So I know that grant was massively appreciated. But it isn't just these kind of like elite athletes who moving up the levels have to go through those costs. It's right down to kind of, I know an athletics group had a overhang built for them for your grant. So it literally covers the whole gamut. You know, A to Z of sport. What a wonderful thing for you to be involved in. And again, I guess just a call to arms for anybody listening and how they can get involved with your next meeting.
Yeah, well, we meet quarterly, so the next meeting is coming up in January, and that will be the 15th of January. So I would encourage people to apply for funding. It's a fairly straightforward process. They can download application forms from our website. And in fact, we've got a new website, so anybody that was thinking, oh, that tired old website, we've actually got a new one. So,
hey, fire away, Rob. What's the new bells and whistles website? How can we get involved with it?
Yeah, it is. You can find it at www.the948sportsfoundation.com. So it's still a mouthful, I'm afraid, but once you've cracked it, you can put it on your favourites and revisit it at any time. I'll say it again, it's www.the948, and that's the numbers, 948, sportsfoundation.com.
Perfect.
And there's an application form on there and guidance on the sort of things that we help. But, I mean, it is everything. As you rightly said, I think the youngest people that we helped most recently was we put in some money for start-up costs for an under-8 girls football team. Obviously, there's kit involved.
Indeed.
And coaching costs. But everything, equipment, provided people with javelins recently. We can fund competition costs, and we've got people taking part in tennis tournaments. That's where the dressage came in, because we've got a young man who's going to represent his country in the 2019 Summer World Games in Abu Dhabi with the Special Olympics squad, and he's taking part in dressage, and there's costs associated with that, not least the horse, I suspect.
Of course.
So it's pretty wide ranging, and I'd just encourage anybody to get an application in to us. Now's the time to be thinking about it. Obviously, Christmas is bearing down on us. It is the time of peace and goodwill.
Indeed. And like I say, I just love that it is totally inclusive. So if you're an individual involved in sports, either at that borderline elite level, or you know you're just getting started, but you need in order to move to another level, additional support kit and what have you. If you're a club, of course, an organisation, schools. Honestly, if you're involved in sports and there's anything at all that's just a desperate, burning need for a little bit of grant support, I tell you, the 948 Foundation is the place to go. The new website, I'm sure, will help you. It's dead easy. Real quick one, because I know there's one or two other little matters that I want to have a quick chat with you about.
Yeah.
But obviously, sometimes, not everybody can get the grant. What's the process for those, unfortunately, who didn't maybe make it through, for them to maybe have another try?
Well, we always say there's no limit to the number of times you can apply. So we very rarely turn people away, I'd have to say, but you're more than welcome to rethink what you're asking funding for, or try and present the information in a different way. And we can help with that. We can give guidance. And again, on the website, there are contact details that will help you speak to someone and get some advice on how to put an application in. So do not despair.
Absolutely. It's all about positivity, and you really are a force for that. Unfortunately, one thing I do want to bring up, it just lowers the tone slightly, but again, it is the full circle of life. One of the great and the good in the local and indeed national kind of sporting dignitaries, really, Peter Baines, who was instrumental in setting up St Albans Rugby Club back in the day. He was actually president of the RFU. Gives everybody an insight into quite how committed his life was with rugby and sport in general. He obviously passed away quite recently. A man I think you know knew quite well, Rob.
Yes, I did. As I think you know, rugby was my main sport, and Peter was active locally, certainly with St Albans Rugby Club, but he also was involved at county level with the Hearts Rugby Football Union, Hertfordshire, and he represented the county on the Rugby Football Union Council, and as you've said, he had a stint as president of the RFU just recently, so he was the immediate past president, so it's a great loss, and I know that there'll be people locally who knew him, and I just wanted to mention that he's got a memorial service taking place, and that's on Thursday the 29th of November, so that's next Thursday for your listeners, and that'll be at the Abbey Church. And it's starting at 2:30 in the afternoon. And a sad occasion, but we'll be remembering him fondly on the day. And he did an awful lot of good work as a volunteer, of course, as so
absolutely
many people are.
Absolutely. And I'm sure, sad as it is, a full life, a rich life that will be remembered, I'm sure, very warmly by those who knew him well. And again, anybody listening who, again, falls into that category, I'm sure there are many of you who certainly have been enriched by the presence of Peter Bairns, that funeral, that memorial service on Thursday, the 29th. So I would suggest certainly worth getting along to pay your respects. In closing, just to raise it up again, just remind everybody, please, Rob, of the brilliant new website for you guys and how people then can just very easily get involved, literally in any capacity, individual, clubs, sporting-wise, institutions, school, you name it. You're involved in sport. You've got a bit of a need for a grant. Check this website out, and Rob's going to provide it now.
Yep, it is www.the948, that's the numbers, 948, sportsfoundation.com, www.the948sportsfoundation.com, and you should find everything you need there.
Rob, honestly, it's always enriching for me to have the pleasure of your company. Have yourself a jolly good evening, sir, and I tell you what, a very Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Yeah, thanks, Tony, and the same to you and to all your listeners. And hopefully we'll be able to speak again and with some more good news in the new year.
Perfect. You count on that. Thanks for your time again.
Okay, cheers.